goals. When you have a clear vision, when you have a clear purpose, it's much easier to be unwavering. You are going to be somebody who's not going to stop. Give yourself no way out. Bring it on all day. Hey, hey, welcome to Improve This, powered by Lock and Ladder. I'm John Strand. Today, we are going to jump into the second part of our discussion where we get into the practical application of how to develop grit. So, without further ado, I give you part two. Positive Psychology has a little checklist on how to develop grit, and it's kind of cool. They have how to do it as an adult, how to do it if you're a leader, a salesperson. I wrote down the list of how to develop grit for children. Let's start with the basics. I like this list. And then, you know, I think all of us here have kids, so why not start there? Because we can pass this on to our kids. So number one, find a purpose. Identify goals. Find a purpose. Identify goals. When you have a clear vision, when you have a clear purpose, it's much easier to be unwavering. The bigger the goal, the stronger the goal, the more purpose and motivation you will have. Develop, and then I'm going to add to this, but develop, allow yourself to desire that goal. Desire, feel that burning desire. Foster that desire, facilitate that desire. I like how Goggins said his purpose, his motivation was, you know, he wanted to be somebody. He wanted to be more than who he was. That's what he was passionate about. I feel like we get this whole passion thing confused. It's like, oh, I need to find my passion. I need to be a professional skydiver. It's like, well, it doesn't have to be. It could just be, I'm going to be something more than I was. I'm going to develop myself to my fullest potential, and that's what I'm most passionate about. Number two, interview people who have experienced tough times. There's a couple things that happen here. One, when you look at somebody who's kind of normal and you're chatting with them and they've gone through this tough thing and they've come out the other side and they're doing something amazing, you're looking at them going, well, if that guy could do it, I could do it. If she could do it, I could do it. And then maybe through their story, you learn something about the trick. What was their trick? How did they do it? How did they push through? How did they persevere? Number three, watch movies of people who have overcome obstacles. Watch movies, read books, listen to podcasts. There are a million success stories out there. And oftentimes you see the glory of somebody in sports and you just write it off. You're like, oh, I could never do that. And what you don't see is you actually could if you're in the gym 10 hours a day. If you were, I mean, what, Larry Bird did 500 free throws every morning before school, and then I think more afterwards, every single day of his life till he got to the pros and then probably upped it. So no wonder. So be inspired. Allow yourself to be inspired from that, but also learn from it. What did they do? What were the steps they took? Number four, find examples of grit in nature. We can learn a lot from nature. Number five, read books about perseverance. Read books, listen to podcasts, get that in your head. Number six, help your child figure out the hard part of the problem. Break it down into something easier to tackle. So you're faced with the problem. What's the hard part? See, too often we're just such emotions. All we feel is the emotion. We get overwhelmed. We melt down. We check out. We run. What we really need to do is sit down and go, what's the problem here? What's the hardest part of this today? I'll write that down. And you go, oh, well, I could tackle that. With the company, it might be five or six things. I might go, well, we need the quotes done. We need sales training. We need shirts ordered. We need, but you write it down and then you go, you know what? This is all manageable. This is all it's a lot, but it's all very manageable. And then they had this grit pie exercise where you make slices of the possible causes of the problem. So you could draw sort of a pie and you go, here's all the possible causes of why this isn't going well or why this problem exists. And then you ask yourself, is the cause permanent or temporary? Is the cause of my problem permanent or temporary? And then ask, is the problem my fault or someone else's fault? Am I blaming myself or someone else? Too often we blame other people, other things, other circumstances. And then I'm going to add to this list with some of the David Goggins themes that I pulled from that video that we watched earlier. He says, you can control your brain. You can control your brain. You're more than your emotions. Understand the mind and how it works. Start to understand the mind and how it works. Start to understand what's going on when you go down a spiral, or start to go understand what's going on when you tell yourself the wrong things. We all have that little voice, that self-talk. Start talking back to that voice. I can't remember if I shared this, but he was talking about an ultra marathon runner that at like mile 150, this guy's out running by himself and he's yelling, "You don't know me. You don't know what I can do. Shut up. Shut up." Just to get through. Understand the mind and how it works. Keep going back. Keep going back. You are going to be somebody who's not going to stop. Give yourself no way out. We could run a whole meeting on that. Probably will. That burn the ships. Keep going back. I think that's one of the biggest things that's helped me on anything that I've done well or at a high level. Is I just keep going back. I just keep the consistency. I keep showing up. I will not stop. I just flat out will not stop. I know this about myself, where it's, you cannot beat me because I'm going to keep coming at you. And it doesn't matter. Once I set my mind to it, I am going to do that. And then I will literally do it till I die. And what happens when you've given yourself no way out? Well, then eventually you move past that negative self-talk. You move past those voices of doubt and you adapt and you overcome. You adapt and you overcome. And my self-talk through that journey, that process, I keep reminding myself, I'm like, you just keep chipping away. You can do this. I keep telling myself, you can do this. Keep chipping away. You'll get it done. Hang in there. So I have that whole running dialogue. And I keep telling myself, I can work through this problem. Become the boss, the owner, the CEO of your goals, your dreams, and of your life. You become the boss, the owner, the CEO of your goals, your dreams, and your life. A good CEO doesn't let problems ruin the company. They go head on into those obstacles and they figure out a way around them or through them. Be honest with yourself. He said, really try hard. Really, really try hard. He said he thought he was trying hard when he was unsuccessful, doing nothing, miserable. And then he learned what it's like to really try hard. And yeah, no, it's not always fun. That's okay, because the other side is fun. I already mentioned this, but monitor the self-talk. You know, he said he went, I'm broken and I'm not going to make it, to I'm broken and I'm still here. Going to find a way through this. Just change that conversation today. And then what do you want to be in life? Be crystal clear on that. What do you want to be in life? Goggins said, I want to be someone I'm proud of. That's powerful. And I can tell you, as you have little success after little success, it's one little piece of sand. You didn't feel like working out, but you worked out. That's one little piece of sand. You learned something about yourself. You didn't feel like hitting doors, but you hit doors. You didn't feel like hitting that first door and you drove around for 10 minutes and then you got out and you hit one. You didn't feel like finishing that email, but you stayed up 30 minutes longer than you wanted to, and you pushed through and you finished the email. You didn't think you could learn a new language, but you practiced 5 days a week for 3 years. And you, each one of those little successes is a piece of sand that you added. You weren't a very good salesman, but you memorized rebuttals and you watched sales training tapes and you added another piece of sand. You had a little victory with somebody. And all those little
those teeny tiny little victories, those are all little pieces of sand, and you get a couple thousand of those over the course of a couple years, and then you're somebody who's got some sand. You're somebody who's got some grit. And then the other side, that's when the peace starts to come. That dust starts to come. It always follows that. So let's work towards developing grit. Let's develop that firmness of mind or spirit. Let's develop an unyielding courage in the face of hardship or danger. It'll be a powerful, powerful thing to take away and know about yourself. And then watch all the good things follow that. Bring it on all day.